Sweat by Joseph Mills. At some point, we were made aware of our sweat and the problem it posed. After a practice or game, we had to hit the showers as soon as possible. If someone stopped us on the way, we would apologize and quickly excuse ourselves. We kept our jackets on if we had pitted our shirts. Danny had a coach talk to him about hygiene, and Kathy was told ladies didn't sweat, they glistened, but that really, they shouldn't exert themselves at all to ensure that it wouldn't be an issue. I was taken to a Walgreens by my divorced father after a dinner, and as I stood there before shelves of antiperspirants, deodorants, and colognes, he sprayed samples so I could pick a scent. It was a solemn moment. I was selecting not just a smell, but an adult identity. He was a brute man. My older brother had a white porcelain bottle of Old Spice, which featured an old-time sailing ship. I chose Men in Speed Stick, attracted by its modernity and ease of use. I kept it in the glove box of my Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser, and I would circle it around under my shirt before school started or I began a work shift. And then we were old enough to go clubbing, and years of education and etiquette were upended. There, to be drenched in sweat, to have a shirt darkened and pitted, showed how into the music you were, how long and hard you had been dancing, how you were liberated. It was a badge of honor, a sign of membership, an emblem of belonging. And we went to the bathroom sinks to splash water on our faces and necks. It wasn't to clean up, but to cool down. And it felt like a type of benediction. And when the water hit our skin, we would shudder, having triggered the muscle memory of summers dancing through sprinklers, a time we were unself-conscious about our bodies and how others might see them, a time when they didn't sweat or glisten, but glowed.